And good morning. Welcome to today's Pride Report here on 97.5 FM, Double K Country. I'm Mike Harbutt. It's time once again to talk about some of the things that are happening at Nevada Regional Medical Center. We're actually going to go back and do a review of 2025 with Jennifer Eaton, Community Relations Director at NRMC. Jennifer, how are you?
Good. How are you, Mike?
Good. We are going to go back in an eventful 2025 for Nevada Regional Medical Center for sure. We're going to take an opportunity to review some of that. So let's start with hospital accreditation.
Yeah, so I thought it'd be kind of nice to just kind of look back at everything that happened in 2025. So early February, we completed our triannual survey requirement by the Center for Improvement in Healthcare Quality, CIHQ. That's our deeming authority. We were subjected to a rigorous unannounced assessment. Like I said, they do that every 3 years. They had a team of surveyors that were on site for 3 days. They tour the hospital, they review medical records, observe patient care practices with our nursing staff, and of course interview staff and patients regarding care. And we did pass that survey, and of course that recognition reflects NRMC's commitment to safety and quality patient care.
All right, so the next item you want to touch on is the acute withdrawal management.
Yes, so we have already been doing this and have done this for quite some time, but kind of kicked that off early summer. That was a voluntary, medically managed withdrawal management program for drugs and alcohol. Patients, like I said, they have to voluntarily agree to participate in this program. It provides round-the-clock medical care by our hospitalist team and nurses. They use protocol-specific medications to basically help those patients reduce the severity of that withdrawal from the drugs and alcohol. We then partner with our local community resources to establish those personalized aftercare discharge plans to continue their path to recovery.
All right, so the next item for 2025, you had some exciting things happen in behavioral health.
Yeah, so Brianne Culbertson actually joined us late in December of 2024, but got her practice really going in 25. She is a board-certified psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, and she provides outpatient mental health services for those over the age of 16, and she is located within Nevada Medical Clinic.
All right, so now tell us what's happening with primary care health, the primary care health home program.
Yes, so this is a healthcare initiative funded by Missouri HealthNet. It is a program that offers comprehensive care management services to Medicaid patients who have qualifying chronic health conditions. So, you know, chronic diabetes, high blood pressure, things like that. This program and our staff help provide tools for patients to successfully manage those conditions, making sure they're following up with their doctor's appointments, having their meds checked regularly, make sure they understand what medications they need to be taking. Enrollment is free in that program, and there's typically no out-of-pocket costs to those program participants. So,
all right, another area that saw some changes in 2025 was in performance therapy services.
Yes, so in July of last year, through direct access legislation that had came through, patients then had the ability to schedule an appointment with a physical therapist without a physician referral, which hadn't really been done before. It provided our patients more control over their own care, gave you quicker evaluation, consultation, and treatment plans. Instead of having to wait for that doctor referral, usually that resulted in faster return to work, play, daily activities, things like that. And it gave our patients the freedom to choose their therapist and who they wanted to see.
All right. Always like when folks leave us for a while and then come back home. And you had some of that.
We did. Dr. Colby Smith came back to join us late August, early September. He is board certified in family medicine and, like you said, returned home as a Nevada High School alumni. We were happy to have him. He does care for patients of all ages, offers acute and chronic care, preventative and routine exams, does wellness and education, and can do work, school, and sports physicals. And he is located at Nevada Medical Clinic.
All right, so the second floor over there at NRMC is busy in the specialty clinic. What do you want to tell us about that?
Yes, so Dr. Thomas Zabiega, board-certified neurologist. He comes to us with over 20 years' experience. He joined us early December. He's providing services one full week each month up in our specialty clinic and has already got his schedule filled, I think working into April already. Very busy.
All right. We've talked in the past about it's tough to find a place to have babies anymore, but Nevada Regional is one of those places.
Yes. We are very fortunate to still be able to offer OB services in our community, and obviously it's very needed. In August of 2025, we welcome Dr. Kay Linda Heiner. She has been a wonderful addition and complement to Drs. Conley and Dr. Russell in providing OB services in the community. And for 2025, we had 258 babies born and already on the roll for 2026. So
we're not slowing down.
No.
All right. So, and then, of course, we've been talking a lot in late 2025 and now into 2026 because this is going to be an ongoing topic. But we've been hearing about the hospital district, at least proposal.
Yeah. So as you know, in 2025, the hospital was exploring or has been exploring the formation of a hospital district. Petition signatures were collected in hopes that it will get placed on the April 2026 ballot.
All right. And I know there's a meeting coming up with the Vernon County Commission in early February on that. So, sir,
yes.
we'll hear a bit more about that.
Yeah.
All right. So, and then finally, for those who don't know, Nevada Regional Medical Center, very active as far as getting information out. Tell us about some of those locations.
Yeah. So just a friendly reminder, we have our website, nrmchealth.com. We have our social media pages, Nevada Regional Medical Center. We have one for Now Care Clinic and one for Nevada Medical Clinic as well. And then, of course, the biweekly reports we do with you.
All right, very good. And we certainly enjoy having them. And so those are some of the things that have been going on in 2025. It's certainly an exciting 2026 coming up. The hospital obviously is ongoing, I know, in your recruitment and things like that. So more exciting news to come, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
All right, let's talk about a couple of events coming up. The month of February is upon us. And that, of course, means Heart Healthy Month. So tell us what you got going on with that.
It is. So in conjunction with Heart Health Month, we are going to be holding our yearly cholesterol screening. That'll be on Friday, February 13th. We do that from 6:30 to 9 a.m. I know it's early, but we do recommend a 12-hour fast for that.
It's okay. When you fast, you like early.
Yes. So the cholesterol screening will give you your total cholesterol, your HDL, LDL, and triglyceride levels. That'll be up in our mezzanine conference room. They do need to call to register for that to make sure we have enough spots. And so you would call 417-448-3710 to register. And then the following Monday, we have our first community blood drive of the year. That'll be on Monday, February 16th from noon to 6 p.m. Again, that is up in our mezzanine conference room. And if you go to their website, cbco.org, you can search for drives and search for the Nevada one and register online. They do take walk-ins, but they encourage appointments as well.
Sure. All right. So very busy 2026 already upon us at Nevada Regional Medical Center. Jennifer, look forward to talking about it, and thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you.
As Jennifer Eden from Nevada Regional Medical Center. We'll come back in 2 weeks from today, tell you more about NRMC on the Pride Report here on 97.5 FM, Double K Country.